I recently read a book entitled Trauma and the Soul, written by Jungian analyst Donald Kahlshed, and learned that the word disaster at its root means to be separated from one's star. Such a quote-unquote disaster might not be worth writing home about, unless it's our star within we've lost sight of. I remember long ago as a teenager how I'd camp out in the backyard at night, all cozy on the lounge chair, and study the array of stars overhead. I imagined the stars had voices and that they could sing, if only I could listen deeply enough. By midnight, my mother in her terry cloth robe would venture out, nudging me gently that it's time to head inside for bed. I hated leaving the night world. It was the natural place to ponder life's big mysteries. Once, when visiting nearby Seal Beach with my friends, I stood in bare feet and stared at the canopy of twinkling stars, wondering if our mind could be just as scintillating as a night sky, if we possessed a sea of internal stars. Such are the musings of youth. Still, I try to remember this sense of wonder, even if it's not easy in this season of darkness, or if it sounds Pollyanna to talk about one's internal star. But it may be just as disastrous to forget about our connection to that light source within, forgoing our natural spontaneity. As I ponder in the darkness, I remember the reassurance of that warm, fiery glow inside as I stand in wonder, happy to witness the company of fellow bright, who knows, maybe even singing stars.